Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns proudly support the United Way of Greater Cleveland. What happens between segments here? As they mobilize our community to advance education, income, and health, join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, wrapping things up here on CBD, this outstanding Thursday, Football Thursday edition. All right, and 216-578-0850, the number to get aboard with us. And I think we have some folks who want to be aboard with us. Let us. Oh, no, none? Oh, I thought we
but
had
you know what?
Somebody left over.
All what
right,
we do
we
have?
Tweet,
we do have a lot of tweets from people about our topic today, right, about getting and closing the gap in the AFC North. At Ross Major, at Sergeant 3, says, the gap was not that big to begin with. Yes, we have. At Justin 0917 says, think they're as good or better than the rest on D and the run game. Through the air, no, but overall, a big improvement. Our guy Brandon from Washington State at Charlie Blue 47 says, yes, the Browns have done enough to close the gap. Unfortunately, JG opened it back up, but he says, really, where are the holes on this team besides wide receiver?
And behind enemy lines, one of our favorite tweeters here says he agrees with Mary Kay Cabot. He says the Browns would have closed the gap last year if not for inconsistent quarterback and defensive play. I'll go along with that. Games were reasonably close, and for a team, it was remarkable that the team A had close games, let alone four of them that they ended up winning, given all that went wrong. And I think if you take away one of those things, the Browns thought the thing that they would be able to lean on more heavily was that defense. They couldn't. The gap was probably more close. And it's been a continual process. It hasn't been a one-year step to get there. And Brett tweets us, if the Browns start Johnny Manziel, they better be sure, because barring injury, you can't go back to Brian Hoyer if he gets off poorly. Do you agree with that?
I don't think you start Johnny Manziel and take him out. I think you let him go through the growing pains and you let him find his way. A lot of people I've heard talk to quarterbacks, and they say sitting on the sideline is like kindergarten. Playing football is like getting your advanced degree in the NFL. You need to play to get better. And I just don't think psychologically that's a step that you want to do. It's not about, you know, moving him in, moving him out, having him look over his shoulder the whole time. I think if you go with Johnny, you go with Johnny. But Johnny's got to earn the right to be gone with, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. I think once you – I'm fully in agreement here. Once you decide he's your guy
– he's your guy,
that's,
period.
That's a sink or sail.
Good and bad. Just
attitude.
Like Peyton Manning. You remember Peyton Manning's rookie season?
You live with,
you live with
everything that comes with it, and you have to be strong to live with it, and that includes the criticism that will follow when things don't go right, because the hyper – you know, the hyper sense of awareness of the success that is hoped for and expected – along with that is the struggles that will happen and the hyper overreaction to that. I mean, nothing will be reaction. It will all be overreaction, good and bad. This one that I thought was interesting was from, where was this tweet that I just had and lost?
I got one
more. Oh,
Todd. Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this one's from Todd. Toddle, is it Toddle Hemmer? Yeah. He says, the Browns were horrendous getting off the field on third downs. This is talking about last season. However, it's because our quarterbacks sucked. And I, to some degree, I hear what you're saying. Poor play by the quarterbacks put more pressure on the defense. But I still say that the defense had its own separate issues. You're not wrong, and I'm glad you connect the two together. They don't play in vacuums, offense and defense. And what you do when you struggle offensively impacts defense, vice versa. The offense did nothing to help. I'll take it a step further. Having no running game was the worst enemy of the defense.
Well, the defense was on the field a lot. It's a big reason why the Browns were outscored by 70 points in the second half of games last year. 70 points. Here's one from a great listener of the show, Derek Mosley at Demo State. Says, we are one or two good wide receivers away. Now you guys mentioned wide receiver that will be available by camp. Any names come to mind? Well, I think the best free agents that are out there right now are the following three: Miles Austin, Santonio Holmes, and Denario Alexander. If they decide to make a move in the very near term, those are probably, in my mind, the top three guys out there. If they wait, there could be guys released, as we had talked about, as the season progresses. But to me, if they do anything soon to try to address it, it's got to hopefully come from those three, because we don't know about the releases down the line.
And, you know, just to – we've made this the topic, kind of taking a look at the rest of the AFC North, but the picks that these teams made, the other teams in the division made – and to kind of run that down a little bit and what we think about that, I would say, you know, with the Cincinnati Bengals, Darquise Dennard, I think, is a good addition to their secondary. I don't know about A.J. McCarron. I don't know how much he's going to help at quarterback right away, especially as a fifth-round pick. I'm not excited about that one. I tell you, a guy
good for them.
Who's,
I'm happy
who's interesting, and he's been identified as a sleeper pick by our own Kevin Jones, is Marquise Flowers. You know, when you're talking about a third-day guy who has been brought in, but he can play in the middle of that defensive line where they found some good success there. Other thoughts on the North?
I thought they did a good job overall. You got some good players. Shazier in Pittsburgh is a good player. Dennard, you talked about there. Baltimore, I thought, had a very solid draft. We can get into more depth on depth on that tomorrow. But, you know, I think it's clear. People feel good about the Browns. It's going to come down to what happens at receiver this offseason in terms of getting a weapon for Manziel and Hoyer out there in the light of the Gordon news. And really, that's it, how the quarterbacks play. This team has closed the gap as a defensive team and with a ground game.
Let's thank Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Let's thank Browns tight end Marquise Gray. Let's thank our producers today. Of course, we had Casey Koulos with us, and we got to thank Jason Gibbs for all his great work. Got to tell you to stick around for Julian Gerard. That follows us. For Nathan Zagura, I am Vic Carucci, saying we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go,
thank
Brownies.
The kid too.
Here we go. Da kid.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.